The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara over here tells us that it would have been fitting for us to use the highest quality oil for all the menachos. But the Torah says, Shemen Zayis Zoch Lamor, Kosis Lamor, that it's only required for the menorah and not for menachos. The reason for this is a concept dictated by Chazal, as HaTorah Chosu Al Mamonim Shal Yisrael. The Torah is Chos on Jewish money. Now this seems to be a very important idea in Yiddishkeit. It should be relevant to almost all mitzvahs. Everything costs money. You all spend a great amount of money over the course of the year on mitzvahs. So it's a topic that should be explored and analyzed, so we understand the depth of the idea of what the Torah is imparting to us. So let's look at other places that the Gemara mentions this concept. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Zayin, asks, why were the ornaments on the shofars that were blown on Tainius, why were they made from silver and not from gold? Well, the shofar that was blown on Rosh Hashanah was ornamented with gold. So the Gemara answers, HaTorah Chosu Al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. So therefore, the shofars of the tiniest were not ornamented with gold because it's very expensive. And the reason that shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah was ornamented with gold was because Kvod Yontif Odif. It's meaning that the concept of honoring Yontif is more important than the concept of HaTorah Chosu Al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. So that's one Gemara. So this is the shofaris of tiniest were only decorated with silver, not gold. Next Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma Lamatesa Medalef. The Gemara discusses the box that was used for the Goyrolos, or Lashem and Azozel, on Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks, why do they make that box out of wood? So the Gemara says it was Ashkaroya, a certain kind of wood. Why didn't they make it out of gold or silver? So the Gemara explains, because HaTorah Chosu Al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. So the Torah did not require us to spend the money to make that box out of gold or silver. There's another Gemara in Yuma, Mevdalatim and Beis. The Gemara discusses the shovel that was used, the Machta, that was used to gather the burning coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzoin to be brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for the Keteris. So the shovel that was used for the daily Keteris, that was made from silver. While the shovel that was used for the Keteris in Yom Kippur was made from gold. So the Gemara says that the reason why the daily shovel was not made out of gold as well, and the gold is nicer, that's because of the reason of HaTorah Chosu Al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. And the using it every single day, it's going to become ruined or something. So the Torah does not require us to spend the money on the gold for the daily shovel. Now we have another Gemara earlier in Maseches Menachos, Nafayim Vavim Abeis, about the flour that was used for the Lechem Aponim. So the Torah allows you to buy raw wheat and process it into Seilus Nekiya. That's for Lechem Aponim. You could go and buy wheat. Whereas Menachos, the Torah requires that you buy ready processed flour, which tends to be more pure and clean. Now the reason why the Torah allows that the flour of Lechem Aponim could be bought as raw wheat is because it accumulates a great expense every single week, and HaTorah Chosu Al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. That's another Gemara. Now it's interesting to quote the Sefer Hasidim, Simen Tov Tov Kuf Pei Hei. He brings this rule in a different context. He talks about the Indian that the Torah does not, the many, many things are not mefurish in the Torah. He writes that Ve'ilu hoya mefarish kol dibur v'dibur. For every single halacha would be mefarish in the Torah, hoya tzorech laharba is klafim. A sefer Torah would be tremendous. V'ksiv kelo yechdal evyoin. V'atayra chosam amanir shal Yisrael. A sefer Torah would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. V'en yechayin liknos kulam klafim. So that's the reason why many details are not explained clearly in the Torah and only written by Remez, because a Sefer Torah would simply be too expensive to write. Now there's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Mem Tesem Abayit, which deals with a certain case of Treifus. Now the Gemara suggests that we should be lenient because of the rule that a Torah chosal mamon shel Yisrael. It's expensive. You're losing good meat. So the Gemara then asks, the Gemara is Visura deraisa. This is an Issa deraisa we're dealing with. Va'at amret atayra chosal mamonim shal Yisrael. How could you say atayra chosal mamonim shal Yisrael? We're dealing with an Issa deraisa. So the Maritzchias in Rosh Hashanah shows from this Gemara in Chulin that in matters dealing with deraisa, we don't say this rule of atayra chosal mamonim shal Yisrael. So based on this, he asks on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and in Yuma, which both are talking about mitzvahs deraisa. In Rosh Hashanah we're talking about the Tkiyas Shofaris Chatzotzeris and Tainius, which is a mitzvah deraisa. And the Gemara also applies the klal of Atayra Chosa to Shofaris Rosh Hashanah, if not for the factor of Kvod Yontif. And in Yuma we're talking about the Gerolos of Lashem and Lazoza, which is also deraisa. Now the same question can be asked on our Gemara as well, which is talking about the mitzvah deraisa of Avos Menachos. And the Gemara that we mentioned about Lechem Aponim also needs explanation, based on what we saw in the Gemara in Chulin. That's also a deraisa, Lechem Aponim. So the truth is that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara in Yuma, even though Shofar is the rice and the girl is the rice, but these, the ornaments and the box, that lavdavka is the rice. But he offers a different mahalach. He says like this, and he opens this with saying, nearly inyan emes. He brings the famous Ramo in Or HaChaim, Simen Tov Resh Nun Vov, who says as follows: Misha ein loy esrig or shar mitzvah oiveres, ein tzorech levazviz aleo hoin rav. Uchomoy she omru hamavazviz al yevazviz yosim mechoimish afilu mitzvah oiveres. V'davke mitzvah zasei al mitzvah lois avol mitzvah lois zasei yidin kol mamoinu yikudin sheyav. To someone who does not have an esrig or any other mitzvah, you don't have to spend a choin rav. Like Chazal say, "Amavazviz al yavazviz yosim mechoimish." But that's only a mitzvah asay. But a mitzvah lois asay, yitin kol mamoinoi koinim sheyavur. That you have to give up all your money, so that you're not over a mitzvah lois asay. So we see from this, the mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay have a different scale when concerning expenses. So the Maritzchias suggests that the concept of hamavazves al yevazves yosei mechoimish is based on the idea that atayra chosal mamon shel Yisrael. And so that's why you don't have to spend more than a fifth even on a mitzvah iveres. So according to this, only by mitzvahs asay do we say atayra chosal mamon shel Yisrael, the same way that we say al yevaz is yosim chaimish by mitzvahs asay. But by mitzvahs lois asay, that we don't say the klal of al yevaz is yosim chaimish, we also do not say the idea of atayra chosal mamonim shel Yisrael. So only in the Gemara in Chulin, which is talking about an Yisrael lois asay of treifus, does the Gemara not want to say the rule of Atayra Chosal Mamonim Shel Yisrael because it's a deraisa? However, in the other Gemaras, which are mitzvahs asay, over there, the Torah, the Gemara is willing to say the inyan of HaTorah Chosel Maman Shel Yisrael. Now, just to clarify, the Maratzchias does not mean to say that we're exempting you from spending money on buying gold ornaments for the Shofars or whatever because of the Klal of Al Yevaz Yosem Chaymish. We're not exempting you from buying Shemen Zayizoch from Menachos because it's more than a Chaymish. We're not working with the Klal of Al Yevazviz. We're working with the Klal of HaTeir Chosel, Amaman Shel Yisrael. But his idea is just that the basis of the klal of Hamavazviz, Al Yevazviz Yosem Chaymish, is from the Inyan of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael. So the same way we say Hamavazviz only by Mitzvah Saseh, the klal of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael also is only by Mitzvah Saseh. So in these Gemaras, we're using the klal of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael to determine what is the way that the Torah meant to obligate us. In other words, what kind of oil does the Torah want us to use? Or what kind of shofar does the Torah want us to use? The klal of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael determines to us that the Torah wants us to use a more inexpensive option. And I found that the Rambam seems to allude to this as well. The Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, in the end, he says as follows: La'olam lo yakdish adam lo yachrim kol nechosov. You shouldn't give away all your money for yakdish. Ha'isak hazeh over al das hakosov. Ve'ein zeh midas chasidus. This is not midas chasidus, ela shtos. Sharei zeh ma'abid kol mamoinoi. Ve'yitzdarech lebriyas. Ela kol ha'mafazer mamoinoi b'mitzvois al yafazer yoyser mechoymesh. And I feel about Korbanos she'adam chayiv bohen harei HaTorah chosel al hamamon va'omra she'yovei kefi misas yodoi. So the Rambam, in explaining the inyan of al yevazviz yosem chaymish, he brings in the lashon chazal of HaTorah chosel al hamamon shel Yisrael. Now we know that concerning oynish, mitzvahs asay are not as chomer as mitzvahs lois asay, but in other ways mitzvahs asay, we find that mitzvahs asay have a greater chamirus. For example, asay doicha lois asay, not the opposite. Now, to understand the reason of this chiluk between asay and lois asay regarding HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael and the inyan of Al Yevazviz, that we consider a lois asay more chomer than a mitzvahs asay. So I'll say over Ramban, on the Pasuk of Zochar Yosim HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, the Ramban says that the mitzvahs asay is yoytze mimidas ha'avo, hu l'midas ha'rachame, ki yoyse mitzvahs adoinov, ohuv loy, v'adoinov merachim alov. That's the inyan of mitzvahs asay. Mitzvahs shomor b'mitzvahs loy shasay, v'hu l'midas ha'din, v'yoytze mimidas ha'yirah. So based on this understanding, the midah of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael, so that's more fitting for mitzvahs asay, because mitzvahs asay, like the Ramban explains, is ma'ir the relationship of Ava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. In a relationship of Ava, over there it is fitting to have a concept of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael, whereas by Mrs. Loises say that we that represent our relationship of Yira, over there it's less fitting to have this concept of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael. So even though Mrs. Asay are considered a greater form of Avodah and are more chomer in some respect, like as Osi Asay V'Dachi Loises say, so considering this inyan of HaTeir Chosel Man Shel Yisrael, it's the opposite.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-7└. 1-800-485-8223 to sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.